ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. So let's start this morning. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. Let's lift up our voices one more time. Let's just lift up our voices. I need you back on the keyboard. I need someone in this room has something to give God praise for. Why don't you just go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus, this morning. Thank him this morning. Thank him this morning. Give him praise. I just feel the sense of that. We need to give God praise. Father, we bless you this morning. We are grateful. We are grateful for life. We are grateful for what you have done for us. You have done all things well in our lives. Thank you for this past 11 years. Thank you for every Sunday, every Wednesday, every departmental meeting. Thank you for the services and the junior church. Thank you for the ones in the adult church here. Thank you for our special programs. We just take this time to say thank you. Every child that has been born, every child that has been named, every marriage that has been contracted, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Yes, Lord, take joy, our King, in our praises and worship this morning. Blessed be your glorious name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. 2 Peter chapter 1. Love, the key to victory. Love, the key to victory. If you want to live a victorious Christian life, you must understand the power of God's love. Not only understand it, you must walk in the light of it. The world that we live around us today is broken. And because it's broken, it is very easy, a slight provocation for anyone to get offended. And then if we do, we have given the devil an inroad into our lives. Solomon said, when we break the hedge, then serpents have the capacity to bite. He said, if anyone does not love his brother, he said, he walks in darkness and darkness covers him. In other words, if someone doesn't understand, embrace, and walk in the light of God's love, even though that person is born again, it is possible to still walk in darkness. And he will not see. The Bible says that person will not see where he's going. In 2 Peter chapter 1, as we start out this morning, it said, grace, verse 2. I read verse 2 to 4. As soon as I finish reading, please, I want to stay with Amplified Translation today. So you help me flip it to Amplified Translation after I read from New King James Version. It said, grace and peace be multiplied. That's one thing that a lot of people in our world desire. Everyone wants their effort to result into productivity. So grace is needed. And then everyone wants to enjoy the peace of mind, the fulfillment, doing whatever they want to do in life. And so the Bible gives us the secret, or is giving us the secret here, that grace and peace can only be multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And how does grace and peace come? He said, as his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these great and exceeding promises, we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Let's read Amplify. It said, may grace, which means God's favor, and peace, which means perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitation, passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who has called us by and to his own glory and excellence virtue. By means of this, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape by flight from moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers or partakers of the divine nature. The new birth is the heart of Christianity. This is not just a change of nature, but rather the impartation or communication of the divine nature of God into your spirit man. It's not just a change of lifestyle, but essentially the divine impartation of the life, the divine nature of God into your spirit man. Before I preach this morning, please understand that man is a triune personality. In other words, man is essentially a spirit being. That's why the Bible says he's created in the image of God. But for that spirit being to find relationship with the world that we live, so God puts that spirit being, it has what? A soul, which is like the intermediary between the spirit and the physical world. So man is essentially a spirit. He has a soul, which is the seat of his intellect, will, and emotion. And then he has a suit, which is called the body. With his spirit man, he relates directly with God or the spiritual realm. So he has that ability to discern good and evil. And then with his soul, he relates to his environment. He has intelligent recognition. He can recognize color. He can recognize places, people, and events. And then with his body, he carries out physical abilities or responsibility. He can feel, he can touch, he can smell, he can hear, he can see. I believe you got that. So man is essentially a spirit. And if man will relate to God the way God designed man, man must recognize that he is a spirit being. So when you and I came to the Lord, there was a divine impartation of the life of God, because man lost it through the first Adam. That's a Sunday school Bible story. So I don't need to get into that. So man lost it, but the second Adam came to restore that which man lost, because man was in constant communion, fellowship with God. For example, when God created the heavens and the earth, he just gave man rivers. by intelligent recognition, the use of his mind, he was able to convert that into a form of power or generation, electricity. So what God also did, he gave man natural resources. So by reason of that intelligent recognition, man was able to bring his chair out of hall, his furniture out of the wood all around him. That's intelligent recognition. By means of that intelligent recognition, man was able to tame his environment such that the dominion mandate became active in the life of the man. For man to be creative, man have to recognize that he's a spirit being. So, with his spirit man, he relates with God. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the Bible says, the spirit of man is the candor of the Lord. With his spirit man, he dominates. The Bible talks about that the spirit of a man bears his infirmities. So with his mind also, he looks at things around him and can improve. So it can be creativity, it can be improving on existing things, innovation. So man has the capacity, because it was given to him by God, to dominate his environment. I'm taking my time to just explain that to us so that we can understand where I'm going to land this flight this morning. Everybody must understand it. Because, for example, if you understand just how this love, the way to victory walk, you should never utter from your mouth, I hate you. Not to any fellow human being. You should not say things like, I detest you. You should not say things like, I regret the day I met you. Because that is not the nature that you possess. Jesus saying to his disciple one day, they went into a place and someone was misbehaving or was cursing them. And the disciples said, let's call down fire, because they already read it in the Old Testament where some people were making mockery of the prophet Elijah. They said, bald-headed man and all that. And the Bible recorded that bear just came from the woods and destroyed small kids like that. But Jesus responds in the New Testament, because he has restored all things. He said, you know not the manner of the spirit that you possess. So we have the spirit of God. That's what made the work of regeneration, which we call the born again experience, possible in our life. So the nature of God, which is eternal life, is imparted to our spirit man. And so we carry the DNA. I've said it here once. What does the word generation mean? Generation. So we carry the DNA of God. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. So regeneration is the cross of our new birth experience. So where we read this morning, can we flip back to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. So let's go with Amplified from this point onward. It says, you have been regenerated. In other words, born again, not from a mortal origin, not by seed or sperm or the relationship or union between a man and a woman. It says, but from the one that is immortal and by the ever-living and lasting word of God. So you have the word that Jesus came to redeem mankind. And you responded to the word. And the Bible says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, he said, thou shalt be saved. He said, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. In other words, you are declaring, I have been in darkness, but now I've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's why the work of your regeneration, you are translated into a family. Not into a religion, not into a denomination, into a family. It's the family of God. You and I have been under the family of Satan, because he hates swell on this world because man lost it. And the Bible, Jesus was referring to those Jews in John 8:44. He said they are like their father. So there is the father of the kingdom of darkness, which is the devil, and there is the father of the kingdom of light, which is God himself. So in First Peter 1:23. Let's go back there. I want you to please understand that there is a seed. That's the word. The seed of God. I carry the seed of God. You're not saying that to yourself. I want to start teaching you that. Because they say that it's good when someone can repeat something to himself. You hear yourself. The reality dawns on you. Faith is birthed in your heart. I carry the seed of God. So, in Titus chapter 3, we read verses 1 to 7. It said, remind people to be submissive to their magistrate. The reason why I'm taking it from verse 1, I'm going to verse 5. But the truth is that if you have the nature of God in you, you will be obedient to authority of the land. Praise God. Praise God. As simple, I'm not saying you don't have the Holy Ghost in you, but let what I'm saying after today's message, let the Holy Spirit become active. Don't break traffic light. Something should go wrong. It's like a buzzer. It should go wrong. It should come up in your heart that you just disobeyed the law of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So Paul was writing to the people at Crete. He said, remind people to be submissive to their magistrate and authorities, to be obedient, to be prepared and willing to do any upright and honorable work, not to slander or abuse or speak evil of no one. Why? We have the nature of God. To avoid being contentious. Please, if you are in this room this morning, this is wisdom for living, and you have the nature of God, you shouldn't be the one in the office that this everybody says, I feel ill. Just leave him. He's pepe. If madness surfaces now, the whole office goes scattered. No, the nature of God is self-control. We are going somewhere this morning. So do any upright and honorable work, to slander or abuse or speak evil of no one, to avoid being contentious, to be forbearing, yielding, gentle, and conciliatory, and to show unqualified courtesy towards everybody. For we also were once thoughtless and senseless, obstinate and disobedient, deluded and misled. We too were once slave to all sorts of cravings and pleasure, wasting our days in malice and jealousy and envy, hateful, hated, detestable, and hating one another. But, when the goodness and the loving kindness of God our Savior to man, as man appeared, he saved us. Not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but because of his own pity and mercy, and then by the cleansing, the birth of the new birth, regeneration, and then the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Let's read verse 6 and 7. Said, which he poured out so richly upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior, and he did it in order that we might be justified by his grace, by his favor, wholly undeserved, that we might be acknowledged and counted as conformed to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action, that we might become heirs of eternal life according to our hope. So the divine nature of God is imparted unto us, which changes our nature or gene. And this is the same nature that gives us capacity to love. Capacity. It's a capacity to love, to accommodate people's weaknesses. To accommodate, number one, your own weaknesses. And then to accommodate other people's weaknesses. This is a supernatural experience. And that's why Jesus will say things like, it has been said, a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, but me, because I'm introducing a new law, which is a law of love, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Do I want to love my enemies? Capital no. But until I embrace the love of God, the capacity to love is not there. I don't know if you are like me. I have instances in my life where there was a particular instance. I won't share the full story. But I was lied against to the point that I don't know if it has happened to anyone. If an outsider lied against you, then maybe that's not. But people who should know. There's a new saying. Who know? Who know go know? I mean, whatever that new saying is a recent fad. I already, if you know, you know. Yeah. But these people just don't know. And so I was lied against that I stole. And because the quarter from which it was coming from, nobody will argue it. I don't know if you've been through what I wanted to say. To the point that you are convincing yourself, did I really steal? Yeah. So one night, I couldn't sleep. So I was on my own side of the bed that was like that. And this woman woke up and said, what's wrong? I said, did I steal? And he said, well, if you steal, so where did you keep the money? See, to resolve that, but you see, for me to resolve, you know what the Holy Spirit said? He said, buy this person a gift. That was my true freedom. Because when you say you hate someone, because of course, and you know, there are some other things that I don't know whether it has happened to some of you. We have the Holy Spirit specifically say, shut your mouth. And people are talking to you about that issue, and you are inspired. To give them the peace of your own mind. And the Holy Spirit says, shut. He said, and usually is with some dangerous passages of the disciple. I am the one who justifies you, and I am near you. Few times I've blown it. I said, well, so you have defended, you are the judge now. I said, sorry, sir. He said, well, go ahead. Capacity to love is given by God. It's not something that you and I try to make up. You know, you can smile at everybody, but you can hate them from the bottom of your heart. So that's one of my experiences. We possess the divine nature of God. We are now in the family of God. The nature of sin, which worked death in us, is gone. And how does it work death? If someone, there is a word that I've studied in recent times. It's the word offense. The word offense actually means to launch an assault. So, what happens, what the devil does is to launch an assault against your mind, against your soul. And so it brings things that hurt you.
And so what is the starting point? You develop bitterness. And then bitterness grows into resentment. If you see the person this way, you move that way. Even if you see the person, you say, I'm Marie Baku. Do I send? I no send. If you want die, try. You jump into, go, as a matter of fact, modern day language, say, go walk transformer. Just go and hug one transformer. They said, oh, something happened to the person. You say, that is the beginning. Nobody can offend the child of God. No, that's not the nature of God. Nobody can offend the child of God. He has just started, though. If you know him, tell him. So, bitterness flows into resentment. And then the height of this is hatred. Is sin at work. But when we allow that love, we embrace it, what comes to us is joy, peace, building bridges. I don't know who here, you fight with your friends, you fight with your spouse, and you have a good night's sleep. So it means something is asserting. Yes, I know some people can be mean. Some people can be mean. I know how. Because you are pointing to her, people will think that it's her. She put up her own. Why you come for my hand now? Okay, I will reveal your secret since you have that. So let me add it to my message. If I have issues with my wife, which I still do, up till Friday, have you? So my wife just. What word should I use to qualify you? You just go on as if nothing. And I'm saying to myself, can't this woman, doesn't she have the Holy Ghost to listen? Can't. And you know, something just happened, you need one to talk about it. He's asking you for lunch. Which lunch? Somebody is, the same affliction is happening to somebody in the next room. So she can afford to sleep. I can't. Yeah. And for her, next money is good money. So over time, I've learned for my own peace. So even if you don't want to talk about it, I want to talk about it. See, they don't fault me. Don't see now. Praise the Lord. What are we saying here this morning? The capacity to love is in God. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 9, I quickly want to read this. 1 John 3, verses 1 to 9. He says, see what an incredible quality of love the Father has given, shown, bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. The reason that the world does not know, the reason why people, after plotting evil against you, they still find you laughing. They still find you taking them for lunch. They still find you asking about their family, their welfare, is because they can't recognize, they don't acknowledge us. They don't know him. So they can't, it doesn't make sense. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. That's what the world understands. Do me, I do you, God no vex. That's what the world understands. Verse 2, what does it say? It says, beloved, we are even here. And now, as God's children, it is not yet disclosed. Glory. So we are even try to walk in the reality of it. Yet the Bible says it's still not yet disclosed. This is just coming soon.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,